WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
One of the generally overlooked milestones of 1988 was that it marked the 60th anniversary of Ravel's most popular work, the Bolero. The Bolero was commissioned in 1928 as a ballet score, choreographed by Bronislava Nijinska, Nijinsky's sister. It wasn't played as a concert piece until 2 years later by Arturo Toscanini and the New York Philharmonic Symphony. In fact, when Ravel heard Toscanini conduct it, he considered the fast tempo so ridiculous, that's Ravel's word, that he refused to take a bow, provoking an international mini-scandal. 4 months later, Ravel wrote him a conciliatory letter, followed quickly by a letter suggesting that Toscanini conduct the premiere of Ravel's piano concerto for the left hand, which he didn't. Ravel was certainly a complicated mixture of the modest and the self-important. "My Bolero," he wrote to a friend, "is an experiment in a very special and limited direction, and it should not be suspected of aiming at achieving anything different from or anything more than it actually does achieve." He called it a piece lasting 17 minutes and consisting wholly of orchestral texture without music, of one long, very gradual crescendo. There are no contrasts, practically no invention, except in the plan and manner of execution. "The themes are impersonal," he goes on, "folk tunes of the usual Spanish-Arabian kind. The orchestral treatment is simple and straightforward throughout, without the slightest attempt at virtuosity. I have done exactly what I set out to do, and it is for listeners to take it or leave it." Ravel was certainly being modest about his orchestration, which includes a particularly dazzling array of wind instruments: 2 kinds of oboes, 3 kinds of clarinets, bassoon and contrabassoon, and 3 kinds of saxophones. I'm especially fond of the slippery writing for trombone. Insistent is how Ravel characterized his 2 tunes. Tunes never actually developed, but doubled at unusual intervals and in unexpected timbres. When Ravel actually makes his one big dramatic modulation near the end, from C major to E major, the change is shocking, but it's also been carefully prepared for. The perfect solution, a simultaneous explosion and implosion. The world falls apart, yet you're left with a feeling of wholeness and inevitability. Ravel's gorgeously restrained performance was recorded in 1932 with the Lamoureux Orchestra. And who but a group of French musicians could make such insinuating, slightly hungover sounds? Ravel's inexorable slow tempo is a convincing model of how the bolero should be played, though it finally clocks in at a minute and a half shy of the 17 minutes he insisted on.